Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Thursday. It was a gloomy day, but it turned out to be a beautiful night, so I hope you're outside and enjoying this last warm night thus far. It is Chicago, so there's no guarantee we might get another one. I just wanted to thank all those who have been reaching out and encouraging and donating to the Tall Company and just been doing their part in helping others, because it's not about us, it's about all of us. It takes a team to do this. So I am astounded at how many people are taking action when it comes to helping others. I've been looking at G Herbo. They did the challenge where they went and fed I think it was like 7,000 people. Good job, guys. Amazing job. I just want to give, credit where it's due, because if you're helping people, you deserve the credit. Like, please go out there and help others, because we need that. This episode is actually going to be about the benefits of helping others. There's a lot of things that come from when you just put yourself aside and put others first. So, I only speak from personal experience. So I just want to give you some of my experiences and things that I've came across that are rewards for helping others. So, guys, get out your own way. You might be stuck in a rut because you're just thinking about yourself. You might need to put some others first, and then everything about you will fall into place. So, as normal, I'll get to you guys right after these messages. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those messages. Truly appreciate you guys. So, as I said, this episode is going to be talking about the benefits that come from helping others. And when I tell you, the floodgates open when you help others. That's how I know that this is what we're supposed to be doing in life. Because the benefits just keep coming. It's insane. I wish I could have had this same buzz about my business when I first started, because Lord knows I would have been probably a billionaire by now. So, guys, when it comes to helping others, the first thing you have to do is just do things out of the kindness of your own heart. Please don't do it for recognition. Don't do it for, Facebook likes and all that crap. You got to do things from the bottom of your heart because you truly want to do those things. Because that's the only way you're going to be rewarded. People, God, karma, however you want to put it, it's real. So when we do things and we just doing it for the showy display, everyone knows it and it never pays off. But when you're really, truly just doing things out of kindness of your heart and you want to better someone else, when you have the ability to do so, the rewards are insane. So, I'd like to say, most of you know, I started the Tall Company about 2 months ago. And we've done 4 tall walks so far. And it is growing so fast that I couldn't even imagine. You would have given me $1 billion if I would have guessed this, and I never would have guessed it. But the support is insane. Insane, guys. I mean, there are people that reaching out from all over the world who want to be a part of this movement and who want to help. And, I just do things because I love people. If you know me, I could care less about accolades and all that. I do things because that's just me. I rarely think about myself, which is a bad thing. But it is what it is. And when I tell you that it only took like maybe one action for all of these reactions to happen, it was almost instantaneous. I mean, I have support from manufacturers, from friends, from family members. I mean, everywhere. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, you already know that word support. Ugh. Oh, little shaky when it comes to you trying to make your own business and things of that nature, because a lot of people can't see your dream. You know, it's hard for people to vision your dream. So it's hard for them to say, hey, yeah, I want to support it, because they really don't have any relation to your dream. It's nothing that they, that's not their genre. You know, everything, maybe you want to be a fashion designer. Everybody doesn't want to be a fashion designer. So obviously they won't have that same passion in supporting you as if it was something that they like doing, like knitting. You know, maybe if you created sweaters, they probably will back you. But when it comes to helping others, I don't care how much they try to label us as we're this evil, selfish people and all we care about is me, me, me. It's not true. We all have so much love to give. And when we see people giving love, it's like that when you smile at a person. You can't help but to smile back. So when you're helping people, it's an automatic reaction that people want to say, oh, that's so nice. I want to do that. I want to help someone. Or I want to help you help someone. So, like I say, I did this about 2 months ago. And just some of the benefits that have came from this. Number one, I have the ability to reach people who I couldn't really reach normally. When I'm trying to come in and sell something or sell anything, I automatically are going to have a certain amount of resistance because people are, we don't like salesmen. No one likes to be sold. No one. It's just, it's natural. So when you come into a business and you come into, or when you meet up with anybody and you're talking about something that I'm not asking you, I'm not selling you anything. I want you to be a part of this. I want you to join me. It's way more, it's just like a soft handoff. It's like it's way easier for people to digest that information and say, oh, you know what? This is something I would like. We all want to help. We all want to support people. Nobody looks at a person on the street and is like, ugh. Ugh, I hate that person. When we see people in the street and people who are in horrible situations, we usually feel sorry for them. It's an automatic thing. So when you are actually taking time to help others and you have that passion for helping others, when people see that, they want to join in. So that's a big benefit to it. Just your network will grow. You have the ability to reach people that you normally wouldn't be able to reach. A second option, a second thing that I see that comes from this is the fulfillment. It is so deep. When I tell you how, after I get done with a tall walk, we're all so like on high. It's like we're walking on clouds. There is nothing that could upset us or put us in a bad mood because we have done so much good that the balance is just always going to be on the good side. So maybe you just dealing with heartbreak, dealing with stress, dealing with anger, dealing with family issues. Go out and help somebody. Watch that stress that you were dealing with just slowly and just melt away. And you might be able to breathe for a second. So you definitely want to take time to, like say, reach out to people, help others, because man, that fulfillment is amazing. And last but not least, it's the ability for people to, it's a new platform for people to be able to fund what you need done without you having to worry about you coming out your pocket. Don't think about, oh man, how am I going to come up with this? How am I going to get feed this? How am I going to find clothes for this? People will come out the woodworks to give you what you need when it's coming to helping people. Like, I have people donating so many things. It's not about cash. Like, cash is great. Cash is king. But clothes, items, food, services, some of those things are worth more than money. And some of those services, you may benefit from as well. I can't tell you, all my team members that I have on my team now, these are people that I just ran across in throughout life, but their talents are so amazing that I want to make sure that they are a part of this movement and they get the same feeling that I feel. I want us all to be just happy and loving, and we're making strides and going after our dreams, because money will come. Don't stress about the money. Don't think about money. Think about that footprint that you're leaving. Leave this positivity and leave love and leave those things as your footprints, your track, because that's what's going to bring you your money. Money follows those types of tracks. So guys, I'm going to be out Sunday. Just going out feeding the homeless. We go to them. So I have different spaces that I kind of go in a scout first, and then I go hit them. So I don't know where we're going to be yet. I have to go out tomorrow and just kind of do some scouting, but do the same. Go out and help somebody, please. Go give somebody some food. Give somebody some clothes. And it doesn't have to be the homeless. We got so many people out here that are living check to check that need a meal, that need some little bit of love, just some encouragement. Do it for you. Do it for each other. That's how we're going to succeed. All right. I'm done talking your head off with all this positivity and love. But I truly love you guys, and I appreciate everyone who's been reaching out. Thank you for all those comments about the last video. If you haven't listened to the episode before this one, oh my God, go listen to my friend Jeremiah Fry. His song is on there. It's him acting a fool. If you are down, please listen to this video, because you will be crying and just laughter. Thank you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Beastful Clothing. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing night. Thank you. Bye-bye.